Hello dear listener and welcome to Spiritual Balance Podcast. My name is Joy and I'm also the author of the book Spiritual Balance. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter or subtopic. I hope you will like it. In our previous episode, we looked at the spiritual body of a true believer. Today, we shall look at the spirit as part of the body of a true believer. After baptism, you receive the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God dwells in you. That is why your body is referred to as the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "Do you know that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Now that you understand that you are not operating on your own, take care of your body. Be careful with what you eat and watch. Keep your body clean because the precious Spirit of God dwells in you. Do not defile your body through sexual immorality. Avoid drugs and alcohol, for they harm the body. God wants you to take good care of your body, and anyone who destroys the temple of the Holy Spirit, God will destroy. And that is found in 1 Corinthians 3:17. It says, "If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple." God, our Creator, is love, and He loves everyone. However, not everybody will inherit His kingdom. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of God does not belong to God, and therefore that person will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is found in Romans 8:14, and it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God." Any normal parent, when allowed to serve food to a group of children where the son belongs, will serve good quantity to the son. The parent will even serve the son first before serving others. This is the same way with God. Many people seek Him for help, but He gives preference to His sons before the others because they are His sons and is mindful of them. The flesh is always at war with the spirit. They both want to control the body. You plan to wake up at 3 a.m. to pray, but when the time approaches, the flesh starts complaining. It needs more rest. You open the Bible to read, and the flesh reminds you that you have some text messages you need to respond to. You plan to fast and pray for 3 days, and on the second day, when a friend offers you something to eat, your body quickly accepts and you break your fast. The flesh does not please God because it is hostile to God and the things of the Spirit. And that is found in Galatians 5:17. It says, "The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. Therefore, to overcome the desires of the flesh, you need to walk by the Spirit. When you walk by the Spirit, you'll pursue the things of the Spirit, such as prayer, worship, reading the Word of God, among others. Walking by the Spirit means you are conscious that the Spirit of God dwells inside you. You therefore need to listen to His instructions and counsel. The Spirit of God dwells in your thoughts and speaks to you most of the time through your thoughts. Most of the ideas you come up with are from Him. When you learn to listen to Him and obey His instructions, the flesh cannot have dominion over you. Galatians 5:16 says, "So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives." Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature wants. After receiving the spiritual body, God does not just give you His Spirit for the sake of it. God wants your character changed to look like His. The work of the Spirit of God is to transform you by changing your heart and renewing your mind. His work is to remove what is not acceptable in your life because He dwells in you. He knows all the filthy stuff in your life, for example, pride, anger, lust, greed, among others. His work is to clear the vices out of your life and leave you as perfect as your Father. The challenges that God allows you to go through, some of them are meant to change your mind. The Word of God says in Matthew 5:48, "But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Other than transforming you, the Holy Spirit empowers you in various ways. He is a great intercessor. When you go to pray and you don't know how to explain your request to God, He takes over and prays through you with power according to God's will. This is revealed through utterances that you cannot understand. Sometimes when you pray, you don't get answers to your prayers because you ask outside the will of God. The Holy Spirit of God understands the mind of God, and He will and His will over your life. He dwells in you and understands what is troubling your mind. During prayer, He takes over and directs your prayers to God in alignment with God's will for your life. It is written in Romans 8:26-27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit helps and intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. The Spirit of God helps you to read and understand the Word of God. The Word of God is God Himself. The Spirit of God has a deep understanding of the Word of God because He understands the mind of God. When you open the Word of God to read and invite Him to help you understand, He gives you the Word full of life. So when you read the Word, it penetrates your soul, joints, marrows, thoughts, and heart. It then gives you hope, increases your faith, convicts you of the wrongs you have been doing, and transforms your mind. The Word of God says in Hebrews 4:12, "For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." The Word of God transforms lives if it is accompanied by the Spirit of God. For John 6:63 says, "The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I've spoken to you are spirit and life." As said earlier, the Spirit of God dwells in your thoughts. He knows everything you're thinking about and even planning to do. If what you intend to do is wrong, He will convict you, leaving you without peace until you repent. If you practice listening to His voice, you'll never go wrong. John 16:8 says, "When He comes, He will prove the world to the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment." The Spirit of God is a teacher. If you surrender to Him, He will teach you all things. He is the Spirit of wisdom. With the Spirit of God in you, you become wise. When you go for an interview, He gives you answers to the questions you are asked. Daniel and Joseph had the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of God helped them to interpret the king's dreams. Solomon also had the Spirit of wisdom. He was able to make a wise ruling when two women came before him fighting for a live baby. The Word of God says in John 14:26, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." The work of the Holy Spirit is to transform you. The transformation process is painful because He's interested in removing every filth from your life. The way you scrub a pan using steel wool, that is how the Holy Spirit works in you to remove every stain and perfect you like your Father in heaven. The painful transformation process is not meant to kill you, but to better you. However, through the pain and discomfort, He strengthens you so that your faith does not fail. He grants you peace, strength, and joy during the process. For Ephesians 3:16 says, "I pray that from His glorious unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit." The work of the Holy Spirit in your life is manifested in the following characteristics: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You cannot say you are perfect because you are still going through the transformation process by the Holy Spirit, but at different levels. The Word of God says in Galatians 5:22-23, "But the Holy Spirit produces the kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." For your spiritual life to grow, the Spirit should be exalted above the flesh. I hope you enjoyed this part of my book. If you found it helpful, please send me a message and let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at practices that will strengthen your spiritual body. And the first practice we shall look at is prayer. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.